podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Don Bailey with head coach Mario Cristobal. And coach, I'm going to go back to last night. Yeah. Always before the spring game, we have our reunion, and over 300 players signed up, former players signed up, guys going all the way back to the 50s. What's that mean to you, this pro in this program?
I think it's summarized in the comments by Mark Fletcher and Mo Touré this morning when they said, that's the absolute best thing we do all year. It hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, it was very impactful for our players, always for myself. You know, you love hearing perspective, and you know what you love seeing? You love seeing pride restored, you know? And you love seeing hunger just being elevated, because that's what Miami's always been. So you know what? Let's stay hungry. Let's stay driven. Let's honor. Working.
Jonathan Vilma got up in front of his former teammates and guys from the 50s to the entire group of players here, and what a message he delivered.
Yeah, I just echoed it now to our team. That's like, you know, of all the things and all the noise out there, you know who wants what's best for you? Your family, both at home and the University of Miami. That's it. All the outside noise, all the, you know, the noise. It's here. It's right here. And you know where the magic is? In that dirt right there you're standing on, right? Put your hand in that dirt and go to work.
All right, Coach, let's talk about it. You wrapped up spring practice, and, you know, you had a lot of last year's players out here pushing these guys on. That's good to see as well.
I'm looking at future assistant coaches. You know what I mean? Might as well use them now, but I think it's really important for our guys to see and those guys understand, you know what, like it really means something to be a Miami Hurricane. It's a different level brotherhood, okay? And that you could speak about that all you want, but until your ass shows up for things like this, it's all lip service. So our guys show up, they show up strong, and you know what they do also? They contribute, they engage, and that's what we need. We need engagement.
Big picture offense through spring football. What'd you see? What needs to happen in phase number two?
We need to work. You know, you saw a lot of explosive plays. You saw a lot of guys that can make things happen with the ball in their hands. They got to make things happen when the ball's not in their hands. You know what I mean? And we've got to be able to stop the run, run the ball, throw the ball, protect against. So we got to do it all. So I won't nitpick it right here until I watch the film. But what you do see is a team that has the ingredients to have a special year, and that doesn't mean anything. Right now, it's the next phase. It's not time for ease and comfort. It's time to go to work. Let's get our physical. Let's spend time with our families. Let's eat some barbecue, right? Let's hang out, snap pics and all that stuff. Let's make sure we're in bed early because we got to get up early and take care of business.
All right, Coach, you looking forward to next season, of course. And you tell the fans and what they can look forward to next year.
You know what they can look forward to? The Miami Hurricanes outworking everything they've done before and looking to outwork every single person we play on our schedule to the best of our abilities, to keeping our mouths shut and going to work to represent this place the way it should be represented. First class and one and no mentality.
Appreciate you, Coach. Congratulations on a great spring.
Okay. As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.